Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of December, the day that most people celebrate the holiday of Christmas. And many people meet with their families and loved ones on this day. And of course, those of the Jewish faith are in the midst of the Hanukkah season, where they light a candle or several candles. I don't know that much about Hanukkah, to be honest with you. I know that it's been a long, long tradition in the Jewish faith. Many that celebrate Christmas are not at all Christians. They just enjoy the holiday. But we know that in all probability, Christ was born probably near in September or October, not in the deep winter time. But anyway, I've entitled this video this morning, The Gift of God's Dear Son. The Gift of God's Dear Son. There have been many songs and hymns written about Christ coming down to this earth and manifesting himself in time. And coming from the ivory palaces and being born in a lowly stable, a manger in Bethlehem, because there was no room for him in the inn. And we've heard the songs, while shepherds watch their flock by night, all seated on the ground, the angels of the Lord came round, and glory shone around. Well, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. You know, and so God in his love toward his people sent his son, Jesus Christ. He says that I have loved thee with an everlasting love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, and through death he might destroy them that had power of death, that is the devil. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. We should be thanking God every day for his unspeakable gift. You know, everything about our redemption, our salvation, our adoption, our eternal life is a gift. In Ephesians, we're told that by grace are you saved through faith, not of works. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Having yet one son, he well beloved, he sent him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Well, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift of sending Jesus Christ into this sin-cursed world to save his people from their sins. There's no greater proclamation that we could make. Jesus Christ was manifested in time. What awesome, wonderful, magnificent grace God has bestowed upon us, who were dead in our trespasses and sin, to choose us before creation of the world, before our life would even begin, to be adopted into his family from the beginning and to the very end. How can our tongues describe this marvelous thing he did for you and me to send his son to die and redeem us for eternity? By shedding his precious blood on the cruel and rugged tree and paying the greatest ransom possible to set our souls free. Amazing grace, amazing love, so merciful to you and me who deserve to die an eternal death and experience awful suffering in hell. But God gave his only son, and now we sing thanks to Calvary. And with our souls, all things are well. And a million years from now, we will still be praising him for delivering us from death and the bondage of sin. All glory to the Lamb who bled and died for me. Our praises will ring out for all eternity. May the good Lord be with you this day, and may we never forget the wonderful gift God gave in his dear son. God bless.